Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. It's the May theme issue. I'm Tom Azure, and my co-host is...
Jelaine Fenner.
Welcome back, Jelaine.
It's good to be back. Well, sort of. It's kind of cold here. I liked Florida.
Well, we needed you back here to help share the duties here. Hey, this is the May theme, and this is when we think about what's going on. Who are our other guests on the program?
Well, in studio with us today is Pastor Bob Benson, who did our lead article, which it's May. We always talk about Mother's Day. And so we're glad you're here, Pastor Bob.
Always good to be here.
And we also have has been a co-host as well as contributor interviewee, I believe, is Cam Ferguson.
Good to be here, Jelaine, Tom.
And he's got two articles in our newsletter.
Right. And he's also the development director here at Strong Tower Radio and often is the face of Strong Tower Radio in many pulpits around our listening area.
And I just want the listeners to know, if you don't know what development director means, he's our fundraiser. And we are so thankful for Cam.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what I found when I was requested to give a job description for what I do, and I went and looked up development director, you pretty much wear a bunch of hats.
Yes.
And it's a lot more than fundraising.
Yes, and you do a lot of stuff here, don't you?
Like everyone else, yes. You do a lot of things, and praise the Lord, it's all things for the kingdom of God.
Give him glory.
Jelaine, would you lead us in prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we always come to you thanking you that you love us so much and you forgive us so much. And Lord, we are thankful for our mothers and how they nurture us, and because ultimately you are our father and mother. And we just pray that as we share this month's newsletter, that it will be a blessing to others. Thank you, Jesus, that you do love us and that you're coming back soon. We ask this in your name. Amen.
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 Well, each month our lead article is done by somebody, and it happens to be our board chairman, which is Pastor Bob Benson. Pastor Bob, what were you thinking when you wrote this article?
Well, let me tell you how it happened, first of all.
Oh, so boy.
We have staff meeting, and we have the May edition coming up, and we didn't have anybody to write the lead article, and they said, well, we need somebody to write a lead article about it, Mother's Day or something. And I go, yeah, that'd be pretty good. Probably write something about Mary or something. So that sounds like a good story coming here. It's like, I thought, oh, man, open my big mouth and look what I got.
Okay, well, so, tell us what you came up with.
Well, I had so much things on my list to do at home. I said, Lord, if this is you, you're going to have to really provide for me because I got a full plate. So honestly, I was just kind of praying about it through a few days because they gave me a few days. And then Friday morning, I got up early, and I just feel like the Lord just laid it out for me.
Amen.
I mean, I was just there on my computer. I was typing it up, and it's like one thought after another, and I just came in, and honestly, I didn't do a lot of editing it, and I counted out the words, met the word criterion, and kicked it over. And so when you guys reminded me, hey, we're going to have an interview to talk about that, it's like, what did I even write? So honestly, I booted up my computer. I'm looking at it, like, what did I write? I was like, wow, you know what? I can't take credit for that. Honestly, I feel like God kind of dropped that into my lap, and he must have had you in mind, listeners, because he wanted this to come out to you. So that's how it started.
Well, and the article's called Reflections on Mary, Motherhood, and Us,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought, well, that's interesting, you know, and then got to read the article. And so, because, I mean, there is a couple of churches that honor Mary. And, I mean, she was given quite an honor to be the mother of our Savior.
You know, honestly, and I look at it, every mother, the whole invention of motherhood is a God thing.
Yes.
Men and women were made in the image of God, and women are the other half of that equation. And so mothers give us a real picture of God, and there's different texts that kind of give us that We think about, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you, Isaiah 49:15. So you kind of see how mothers are, but you see the real influence behind that mother is Christ, actually. He's like that mom. He cares for us that much. So it's kind of fascinating. Motherhood, yes, but it also impacts us because each of us came from a mother that ministered to us as we were little growing up.
You know, made me think of talking about mothers even in nature. I mean, you don't want the wrath of a mother bear, you know, so.
It's true.
I mean, of course God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Making mothers.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's such a powerful example. It just when you read that and repeated it, we're all familiar with that, mm-hmm. but that shows great intensity. It's there is a deep, deep bond that you're talking about, and you gave that illustration in the article.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tina, you think about Passover and how they would keep the lamb inside the house for 3 days, and everybody would bond with that lamb, and then they would go out and confess, you know, basically, it is the Passover lamb, and it's from the, you know, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world that we're saved, but that lamb wants to have a relationship with us, lives in our house, as it were, you know. And so I just think about how God designed it so that mothers would carry this little baby for 9 months before it was delivered.
A bonding process.
Yeah, a bonding process. And the crazy thing, too, is since I took physical therapy, I like little details. You know that women have broader hips than guys do. And to accommodate that, when you look at their elbow, their arm is out a little more lateral to their legs than men's are, mm-hmm. because they can't hit that pelvis, you know, with the broader hips. They would hit the hips if they had arms as straight as guys. And even the thighs and knees come in a little bit closer down because that broader pelvis, in order to get that down right, there's more of a, what they call a valgus angle at the knee. And all these adaptations to allow one thing to take place. A little baby, think about that. I remember when I had a box of bones and I had a pelvis in physical therapy school because we had to memorize all the muscles and everything. But that little pelvis there, and you look at that little outlet that this little skull is going to have to descend into that. It's going to have to turn 90 degrees to squeeze under that symphysis pubis and come out. You know, and when it does, it's going to squeeze out all the fluids in the lungs so that when it takes its first breath, those alveoli pop open and it comes to life. You know, it's just like amazing. And then when that mother looks at that, she feels love so strongly. So does the dad. For me, I was in there, I fell in love with my daughter just looking at her. It's like, what a miracle. What a gift God's dropped in my lap. Yeah. Amazing.
There's actually, for women, there's a hormonal attraction or expressed and it's part of the bonding process.
Yep. It's amazing. Divine thing for sure.
So looking at that relationship further, can you talk? I see you mentioned about training up a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, honestly, it's interesting. A lot of moms, there's like postpartum blues that happen sometimes. When you look at that little life and you know it's a miracle, and then there's a sense overwhelming you. How can I raise this child for God, honestly? Because how you raise that child can affect its eternal destiny. And it can do great things or it may not do great things depending on how you raise this child and the way it should go. It still has freedom of choice. You might do a great job, be the best parent ever, and have a Lucifer on your hands like God had in heaven. But also there's the fact that if you raise it biblically, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. If you raise it to know its true father, God the Father, and you teach it those lessons in training a child in the way it should go, that child can be a major contributor and a blessing to the life of people on this planet. Whatever their physical needs, emotional needs, or whatever it is, but their spiritual needs too, the whole person, because they'll have the training that will teach them to be connected with God in all those facets of humanity. So it's just being a mom And a dad is an overwhelming task. And I think that we recognize this is way beyond our natural abilities. We need help from above.
Didn't somebody say that the future of society, the next generation, is on the knees of the mother?
Wow, that's a great saying. Very true.
You know, the other thing is one of Jelaine, one of your favorite Christmas songs is Mary, Did You Know?
I love that song.
And Pastor, you brought that out, that Mary was raising Jesus, but Jesus was going to save Mary and all the rest of us.
You know, when you think about mothers, if you put all the mothers together in the world and ask which one had the most responsibility resting on their shoulders, nobody compares to Mary. You know, if one of the prophet's mothers, if they didn't do quite a good job, and, you know, all the prophets had sinned, you know, they're humans as well. But for Mary, she didn't have that luxury. She needed to raise Jesus so closely connected to God and his word that Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would not sin, that he could be a sinless sin bearer for us, that we could be saved. And if she failed in the least in that mission, if somehow she didn't impart the word to God, to Jesus, that he needed to know. Because remember, when he was in the wilderness of temptation, when Satan threw those temptations at him, big monstrous temptations, it was Jesus who says, "It is written." And he learned "it is written" at the knees of his mom. And that empowered him, plus his own study, to answer "it is written" and refute and defeat Satan. If Mary had failed in her mission, it's very likely Jesus would have failed too.
Well, wasn't that the role of Jewish mothers, though? Because it goes back to in Deuteronomy where, you know, God told them to teach their children.
That's right.
That's given to both mothers and fathers.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And Joseph, though a stepfather, he played a very important role.
That's right.
Both before and after Jesus' birth. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking recently on something that I heard in that young Jesus, as soon as he was able to safely use tools, he began working with his stepfather Joseph. And I thought, you know, that would likely be around the time of 10 to 12 years old. And it was at 12 years old that he went with his parents and recognized himself in the sacrifice there at the temple. And he was so drawn to that understanding that he spent days there, and his parents went off and left him because they weren't looking for him very effectively. They presumed he was with the other family members, and he really probably made them really think, if not be a little bit internally stunned, when he said, "I must be about my father's business. Mm-hmm. Do you not know?" And I'm thinking Joseph's going, "What does he mean? He's just starting to learn with tools, mm-hmm. and he's going to be a, oh, wait, he's not mm-hmm. talking about me." What a powerful mm-hmm. revelation that must have been. And it says Mary mm-hmm. kept all these things in her heart.
That's right.
And you think about, there's very little said for the next 18 years, and then boom, Jesus comes on the scene and tells his cousin John, "I'd like you to baptize me." Mm-hmm. And it just was no looking back from then. It was 3.5 years of action-packed life. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, imagine what's going through Mary's mind on a daily basis. Mm. What's Jesus going to do today?
Yeah, it's true.
That I don't see coming. I have no idea where it's going just yet.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that fascinates me, too, is you almost quoted it, Cam, there a second ago about Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's talking about that, just the Shema, the famous part there. But it talks about, "You shall teach these words," verse 6, "and these words which I command you today shall be in your hearts." Talking to the parents now. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit on in your house, walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." So there's this thing that says, you know what, I must personally have the relationship with Christ vertically before I can teach it to my children. Mary personally had to know God and have the relationship, and already she did, so it's no wonder that God said, you know, I can trust this girl that we're already connected. Gabriel, go down and give her a message from me directly, and I'm not going to just speak in her mind through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to give a direct message to her and invite her. Will she be willing to be the mother of the Son of God? And can you imagine what it's like for Mary to hear the request, whether she be willing to? And she said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it according to me, according to your will. So I think as moms and dads, for us, that's the us part of our little article here, Reflections on Mary, Motherhood, and Us, is are we so connected with God? Are we so familiar in His Word that as we have that connection with God, we can impart what we know in the of the relational aspect and the written aspect to our children in such a way it's enticing them and it brings life to their hearts that they want this and they want this relationship. They want to know Jesus. They want to serve Him like Jesus did. And then they can be about their father's business.
You know, I wonder, you hear about all Jewish mothers, you know, that's they understood that they might be the mother of the Savior. And how many of them wanted to be and wondered if their male child, if this was the one. Well, at the very beginning, that's what Eve thought.
That's right. You know?
And anyways, that's why I wonder when Mary, when she heard that, how humble. I mean, she didn't like, oh, yes, you know, it's me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not how she was. And so, of course, God knew what He was doing.
Yes, He did. Man, He did. I'm so grateful.
You know, you cited Psalms 22:9, but you are He who took me out of my womb and made me trust while my mother's breast. Learning to trust in the foundation of faith. Children, I'm not an expert in this anyway, but children that have a loving, nurturing environment can trust and can grow. But if a child is at tentative and doesn't know if there's not a safety factor.
Yep.
And Mary provided a nurturing environment that was safe for mm-hmm. Christ to grow mm-hmm. to be what He was intended to be, which was the Savior of all mankind.
Yep, that's right. You know, it's interesting, on a mission trip, I listened to one mom. She had a natural child and she had an adopted child. And her complaint was, I have never been able to bond with my adopted child like I could with my natural child. Well, she breastfed her natural child and there was a bond there that you just don't have as when you adopt kids. It's not as easy to get that bond. You could possibly, but it's not as easy. So there is something that God wanted to take place. He wanted those babies to learn to trust their mom, which would set them up to transferring that to trusting in God, that she would teach them the Word, that they would trust the Word because they trusted their mom. Then they would transfer that trust to the author of the Word, the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus Christ. And that's the goal, is really for all of us, is to transfer the trust that our children have in us to our Heavenly Father, who is the Father of us all, because He's the one who wants to save us and bless our life with His purposes and plans to benefit us.
What a beautiful summary statement. Pastor Bob, thank you so much for writing our lead article and letting God use you, in some ways like God used Mary to bring forth the Son of God. You brought forth the thought on motherhood in a beautiful way and the vital role in forming the characters of the next generation along with their fathers.
God be praised. Amen.
Well, we'll be back after this break and we'll review the newsletter, the Strong Tower Radio Ministry News, with Cam Ferguson, Jelaine Fenner, and yours truly, Tom Majeure.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Listeners, we're back. Cam Ferguson, Jelaine Fenner, and yours truly, Tom Azure. Hey, Jelaine, we're doing the May theme, and we're looking at the ministry news. Would you review the president's perspective?
Yes, every month, David Bolduc, who's the president of Strong Tower Radio, has a perspective or updates, because it's his job to keep us on the air and help all our radio stations.
Well, I really like it. It just kind of gives us an overview between that and the current events, tells us a lot of things that are happening at Strong Tower Radio, especially behind the scenes.
Yes, and some of it is way over my head because I don't understand everything about
it. You don't understand those waves.
Yeah, those wavelengths going through the air, and Cam understands it a lot better than I do. And I always tell people I don't understand a whole bunch. But I like to talk. That's why I'm on the radio. But anyways, David, he starts out the article talking about wireless internet connection. And we've been having issues here at WGCP. And so it was very...
Which is the Cadillac station.
Yes, that's right. But the Cadillac station is where everything comes out of.
That's true.
And we send it out over the internet. So it's an interesting perspective him talks about and how to resolve some of the issues we had. And so, folks, if you're listening and all of a sudden there's dead air, you don't hear anything,
let us know.
Please let us know, because we don't always know what's going on, what happens.
We have electronic devices that feed back, but sometimes you can't trust the electronics.
Yeah, lots of times. I mean, I think David has his cell phone, which smartphone, that helps to run the station. I think it's on him 24/7, but sometimes things don't always get through to him, so he doesn't know. So, yes, please let us know if there's issues, you don't hear anything.
Well, there's another factor to consider, too, and that is the monitoring devices that he has are either on or off. They don't tell about, oh, it's a weak signal or there's something going. If it could be on low power compared to regular, and it would not send a message.
Right.
And
right.
So we need to know, if you hear any irregularities, give us a call.
Right. Yeah.
So is that called qualitative?
Qualitative reporting, yes.
Yes, you go.
And since we currently have 15 stations on the air in Michigan and Illinois, that's a lot to take care of. But God has given us 8 more stations that will be coming on within the next 2 years, right, Cam?
Well, we hope it's a lot sooner than that.
Some of them
but
sooner.
That's the time window we have, is about two
yes.
more years.
And so if you look at the newsletter, it talks about the Bridgman Station, which is in southwest Michigan, and the Greenville Station. And then we've got one in the center of the state, Owosso. We've got Port Sanilac, which is up in the Thumb. As well as we've got South Haven, which is south of Grand Haven, and Tower Hill. And if you don't know where Tower Hill is, well, that's in Illinois. Anyways, he talks about some of the things we've had to do. Like I said, I don't understand everything, but we have to have structural engineering of towers, right? Cam knows this way better than me.
Yes, we need structural analysis to see if the antenna being added to the current tower that we're considering leasing will be, the tower has sufficient strength to bear the additional antenna, not just by itself, but if it were to have an ice load added. So you have to take the worst case scenario yeah. and say, can the tower bear this if it ever were to happen?
Right. So folks, if you just think it's really easy to start up a radio station, you got another thing coming. There's a lot more to it. But we're thankful how God has been blessing us.
Amen.
And also, David talks about he wants to thank our listeners for their prayers and their financial support of this ministry. Because without those, we would be in a world of hurt. And another way that you help support us is when we send out our newsletter, we have put envelopes, and they're called business reply envelopes, so you don't need to put a stamp on it. And I've been tracking this to keep track of this because I don't know if you're like me, but I like to have a business reply envelope I don't have to put a stamp on and just throw it back in the mail. But if you do put that first class postage on it, the post office reimburse us. And we started keeping track in 2020 doing this. And at that time, we were getting about a $13 a month return from the post office because the post office charges quite a bit of money for that envelope. And the first class postage covers some of that cost. Well, now we're up to $30 a month. So you don't have to put a stamp on, but we sure appreciate it.
In those business reply envelopes, there's a reason for doing it is that more people return those envelopes and increases donations. So it's an investment that needs to be made, but we want to use it wisely.
Right. You know, and we do, you know, Strong Tower Radio, we want to be fiscally responsible and frugal with the monies that you donate to us to help keep these stations on the air. And just one more thing, though, about those envelopes. Because lots of times people go online, and I think KMU will be able to tell us, like, different ways people can make donations. So if you don't use those envelopes, if you can save them up and take them to your church. And I know a couple weeks ago at my church, I had somebody give me 12 envelopes for that. It was for a year that they got those newsletters and they handed them to me. I brought them right back here so we can reuse them.
Or wherever you see a Strong Tower Radio
yes.
person coming to do a sermon or at Camp Asabo or
a camp meeting.
Camp meeting.
Yeah. Bring those envelopes. We appreciate it.
We'll put them back into use.
Yep.
Or if you don't go to any of those venues, come visit us when you're in the Cadillac area. We'd like to meet you face to face.
And bring your envelopes.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, yeah, and many of you, you have no idea what our studio looks like and how God has blessed us here. We have a 20,000 square foot building. And so you could come and we'd be glad to give you a tour. And then talking about our newsletter, on the next page after the president's perspective, Cam talks about changing lives, and we have this every month. This is the testimony how Strong Tower Radio is blessing people's lives, Cam. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's always rewarding to meet people who God has changed and is changing their lives. You really can't look at someone and say, well, God changed your life in the past tense, because it's a never-ending process. He's changing and sustaining each one of us, and so it's a living testimony. And it's beautiful how so many people I'm getting to meet that Strong Tower Radio has had a pivotal role in connecting them with the everlasting gospel. And this story was especially a treat to write and to learn and to be experiencing because of the number of people that are being impacted even to this day. And it started last month as a two-part series. In it, I share about the experience that we've had with the Grand Haven station and how it's been challenging from day one. With the closing, where the Lord provided an operating lease from the seller, and that was a very unexpected development.
I know. I kept saying, Lord, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? But, of course, everybody, God knows what He's doing, and we don't always.
Well, yes, and as we're told, the Lord has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing, and so we're getting to experience one of those with the Grand Haven signal. And as the summer went on, we were broadcasting starting in early June of last year on a leased signal instead of one that we had bought outright, and with an intent to purchase it as the funds came in. And by the end of the summer, the seller came and met with us and shared with us that the tower owner, a municipality, had been calling ever a few weeks, starting a few weeks after the Everlasting Gospel started broadcasting on the signal instead of rock and roll music. And they were saying, go back to the old format of rock music and local sports. We don't want opinions on the air. And to the average, to the secular person, the gospel, the Bible, is an opinion. Mm-hmm. It's not truth by which everything must be assessed. And so the seller told us they've given us an ultimatum. Change, or in 60 days we'll cut the power off to your signals. Because there's two signals. It was a secular station still and a shared antenna with this station in Grand Haven, 93.1 FM. And so we were looking at that. And the thing that was amazing is the seller says, not, it's your problem, I'm backing off on the lease that I gave you. No, none of that. He didn't even mention a bit of it. He instead says, you know what, this is not right. Mm-hmm. We are moving. He kept his word. And even though he's a secular businessman, he's going by the principles of the Word of God. Psalm 15:4 says, God honors those who keep their word, even to their own hurt. And God is blessing this gentleman, this seller,
amen,
for his faithfulness to the Word of God. And there was an application put in for both signals on November 18. And on November 21, power gets cut off. And okay, now what? Are we going to be off the air for a while? Well, there were some surprises in store for the seller, and we were surprised, but not really, because we keep praying that the Lord provide. And what do we expect but that the Lord does amazing things?
Amen.
And the FCC approved the tower, the relocation of the antenna to an inland tower in Spring Lake in 21 days.
Unheard of,
that
right?
Was unheard of or unprecedented in our experience. And then there was a feed line. It was a taller tower in Spring Lake and needed a new feed line. So the seller orders one, and he's expecting a week, a few weeks or months that it's going to take to get the feed line. Instead, he orders it on a Wednesday. They tell him, oh, it's going to be there next Tuesday. He's like, really? He says, I've had problems. He's telling us this. He says, I've had problems ever since the COVID pandemic with suppliers and timing, and I'm having to wait and wait and wait for everything. And boom, they say this is within a week. He says, someone is looking out for us. And I mentioned earlier that God is already rewarding the seller's integrity and faithfulness in his generosity toward us. And since it's publicly on the air, I won't speak to the specifics, but the rent rate on the new tower is a fraction of what,
amen,
he was paying at the other tower. And that covers so much, and it's just, again, unheard of. How does this stuff happen in the business world? But it is. And the Lord has provided in signal ways. And we just praise his name, because we, you know how you hear people say we can't make this stuff up? It's true. Not only can we not make it up, we can't even plan it out this well. And it's just amazing. It has God's fingerprints all over it. And so we thought, wow, maybe we're going to be back on the air before the end of the calendar year. But it didn't work out that way. Instead, weather issues caused delays, and then we discovered we needed an inline tuner for effective broadcast. We got that. And then we found out we had harmonic interference. When you combine two signals into one feed line on a shared antenna, you can have harmonic interference, and there are certain guidelines the FCC requires that you be within. In order to comply with the guidelines, which we certainly want to do, there was a need for some additional filtration. And another engineer that we do work with, he had just addressed this problem for another client. And he says, hey, I've got a demo model that I can lend you. Let's see if this works. So he came over and showed how it worked, and it actually worked well enough, even though it wasn't custom tuned to the two signals that are shared there at Spring Lake. It worked well enough that we were actually able to broadcast at a reduced power just to have something going on. And there was no coincidence to that either, because there was a group of young people who had scheduled months previous to pass out or to distribute in the Spring Lake area information, bookmarks, and sharing cards introducing Strong Tower Radio. Well, we don't want them to go out there and there's no signal for the people to hear. That's March 11. They're going to go out. March 9, the signal came online. Answer to prayer. Yes. It's like more of this pitch battle going on. And we're going, wow, this is a war of extraordinary proportions. And we're just getting to see bits and pieces of it. And to continue on beyond when this was actually written, just a couple of weeks ago, the signal goes down. Either the day or the day after, the engineering team and the owner are out west attending the North American Broadcasting Convention. They're going to be gone a week. So we're down for over a week. And it's like, Lord, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. Well, to be frank, we still don't know why it was allowed to happen. But when we were talking to the engineer last Friday, he says, oh, I'm going out early next week and do some pre-work for the installation of those two custom filters. And so we see this back and forth battle in the way that the Grand Haven signal is moving forward. And, you know, we wonder what's going on, because we already believe this is prime territory, and both there are two powers that are warring for the souls that are in this listening area, Jesus and Satan. Mm-hmm. And those are the only two camps in which we can end up in. And so one works by one set of rules, and another works by, if you can call them a set of rules, it's a selfishness principle. And so in this battle, you know, a few weeks ago, we received a little bit of a, you know, how pull back the curtain and see behind the scenes. We heard a story, a testimony of how this battle has been raging for longer than we expected. And so stay tuned, listeners, because when we come back from a break, I will tell you what's going on behind the scenes you won't want to miss. The reason I called this Changing Lives, the Multiplication Factor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hear the rest of the story.
That's right.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button, or call 231-468-2087. We thank you, and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Hi, folks. I'm Jalene Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with two co-hosts here. Besides, so there's three of us, Tom Azure and Cam Ferguson. And we just had left off with, we're talking about the May newsletter that we always give you a little brief about what's going on so you can, you know, wet your whistle that you better go and finish reading everything so you know all about it. But Cam was talking about, we have a feature that's called Changing Lives. And this was part two, so it started last month in April. And
so people have been waiting a whole month for this.
That's right, to hear part two. And there's way more. I mean, this is just an amazing story, Cam, what we've found out. And as he was talking just a few minutes ago, it made me think about how, yeah, the devil is not happy with this signal coming out of Grand Haven. And, I mean, he's not happy. He's always given Strong Tower Radio fits. But the Grand Haven station, 93.1, it's going to be, there's up to 500,000 people that could be hearing this signal. So the devil is not happy, but God is bigger than the devil. So, Cam, you need to finish telling our story because this is an amazing story that even before we were going on the air, kind of, what was going on.
Oh, yes. And you're right. The devil is definitely not happy, but we're not ignorant of his devices, as Paul says, and we trust God to be the victor every time.
Amen.
And about a year ago this month, a couple months before the WMPA signal, 93.1 FM, started to broadcast Strong Tower Radio, there was a manager of an organization who was driving across central Michigan and coming back from eastern Michigan, and this manager was looking for answers and looking for answers on the radio dial. And as this manager's turning the dial, finds Strong Tower Radio. And you know how we think so much in life is coincidental, but it really isn't. Because when this manager tunes into Strong Tower, it's just at the time when there is a pastor from this manager's area, the greater Grand Haven area, who's sharing a message. And this manager listens, and with every pastor that we share their message on the air, we also give where they're ministering and contact information. Well, this manager takes down this information and calls the pastor and says, hey, you know, I work for an organization and we offer both recreational and educational opportunities to adults, and we're looking for someone to help out with our faith development program. Would you be interested? He says, well, let me pray about it. So a couple weeks later, he calls up and says, yeah, I'm impressed to help you out. And so they met, and he gave them an example of how he approaches Bible study, and that the Bible is God's word, and it's the supreme authority by which everything else must be assessed. And they said, well, thank you very much. We'll let you know. A couple days later, call him back, says, you know, we were thinking about just having you help out, but we actually now want you to be in charge of the program. He's like, oh, okay, praise the Lord. When would you like me to start? And, well, could it be this week? So he starts, and the program had had other leadership in past times, and it had averaged anywhere from 6 to 10 people in attendance, and that's about how many started back about a year ago today, or this month. And it was fascinating to listen to the pastor share this. He says, we went through Genesis, the Gospels, Daniel, Revelation, and all along the way, some of the questions motivated where we studied next. And he said, just so many questions, and it's always taking them to the Bible and showing them how the Bible interprets itself and gives the answer. And so even in giving one answer, you're giving a principle every time of how to find truth in God's word. And he said, we are now up to 50 people. Word has gotten out.
Wow.
And it's now 40 to 50 people every week coming to this Bible study. And the manager who initially listened to Strong Tower Radio, she's like, I've never seen this before. We've never had near this many. And what are we going to do? Because the 40 seats they'd put down had already been filled up. And the pastor says, well, how many people does this room hold? Oh, 120 legally. We'll get some more chairs. So they got some more chairs, and another 10 people walk in. And they're saying things like, I don't get this at my church. We just get stories. The pastor tells stories about his life or what's going on in social media. We're not getting the word of God. We're not getting fed. We look forward to this more than going to church. And that, it's just amazing. You have people who are learning things that they've never learned before about Daniel and Revelation, God's law, God's word, his character. And who would have thought, you know, all of a sudden, you see a much clearer picture, because Satan knew these 50 people were looking for truth, and he knew they'd find it listening to Strong Tower Radio. Yet God worked ahead of time, if you will, because the signal didn't even start broadcasting until several months after this manager heard the signal over in the Lansing area in the middle of Michigan. And yet it had an impact in the WMPA listening area there in the greater Grand Haven zone. And so now you have the malt factor. Mm-hmm. From one listener, you now have 50 people studying the Bible with a pastor, learning the truth as it is, the full gospel as it is in Jesus, from Genesis to Revelation. And you wonder why we're getting all this battle over the Grand Haven signal, because lives are on the line, and Satan wants to change lives and take them off a cliff and kill them, but God wants to give them life and life more abundant.
Amen.
Amen. You know, David, our president, kind of gives us the nuts and bolts. Pastor Bob represents the lead theme article for each month. And Cam just gave us the changed lives. And my job is the current events, which is kind of on the air and in-person experiences. And what we reported is something absolutely phenomenal happened. Each summer, we have young people with Youth Rush, and they give out about 7 to 10,000 bookmarks every summer, and we were just rejoicing, 7 to 10,000 bookmarks every month. An opportunity came to us, and we've been asked to supply 100,000 bookmarks to be spread over the state of Michigan.
So this makes me think of Cam's story, God's multiplication.
That's
way
right.
Different than our multiplication.
Amen. Absolutely. And what's interesting about this, this is not impersonal. This is, these people are delivering them. They do not give them the bookmark, which has a book in the package, unless they talk to them. A personal handing off. It's a much more powerful way to distribute. That's super exciting. The other thing that we've done, we kind of really took it to the next level. I want to thank John Duman for helping us out getting those digital recorders. We're doing on-site, on-location recordings on a regular basis. We went to Holland, Michigan, went to the Holland Museum, went to two historic houses. That'll be on the air in the near future. We just got back from Warren, Michigan. They're going to have, on May the 22nd, they're going to have a mental health fair, and we met with the people that put on this fair. It's just a wonderful opportunity to meet people's needs in Southeast Michigan. Earlier this year, I went up to Central Lake in Northern Michigan, Northwestern Michigan. Melissa Clayton, she's edited a book, Gardening with the Family, and literally taking your kids. It can be done in schools, but it can be done as families at different levels, very primary, elementary, as they get older. There's three different levels of it. You'll enjoy that particular interview. Just the last week, I also had an interview with Pastor E.J. Wolf and Dr. Cindy Tooch, and that's involving youth in ministry. That's coming up in a future broadcast. Very soon I'm going to the Holland Tulip Festival. We'll be doing a recording where, as a background, to give the setting, we're going to have the people doing the performance of the wooden shoes. So we'll be doing an interview and hear clomping dancing in the background. So that should be fun. We're also going to go see an international gardener, grower from Holland. He sets up a temporary exhibit of flowers. It's called a tulip immersion factor. So that should be lots of fun. We'll bring you there by radio on Strong Tower Radio. We're going to continue our community service tour with the Grand Haven Center. And another thing that we're really looking forward is there is a rare breeding ground of the Cairns blue butterfly. And I'm going to go there with a nature, with a wildlife biologist, and we're going to learn about them in the field. So just a few things that are happening here on that we're taking you virtually all around the state of Michigan. Another thing that's happening right in the studio where we're recording is going to be the Northview Seventh-day Adventist School. They do a children's program. We've got two or three of them that are already on the air. We're going to pick up another one. It's called the Three Angels Message. Powerful program that they've done. And, of course, We continue the recordings with Dr. Atkins. He's doing migrations in the spring. We're going to pick that up in the fall, and we're going to do one on monarch butterflies. So a lot of things going on, and then we're going to have this fall Ron Price with Relationship CPR. He's going to be doing a Michigan tour, and if you want him to come to your church, your school, your public service organization, or he also does things for businesses. So a lot
Tom,
of fun things.
When is Relationships, when is that program on?
Wow, you caught me off guard there, Jelaine. Oh. It's aired three times a week, and you can consult. You can go on Strong Tower Radio. Okay. The program schedule is there for you to look it up.
Yes, because I'm sorry, I forgot, because it's a fairly new program we've been airing.
Since February.
But we've got lots of great feedback on that program.
Absolutely. The last thing I can say is that the Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour, we're going to have one down in southwestern Michigan at the Bering Springs Village Church. That particular church has opened us. They just kind of almost like they've automatically put us on the schedule. So that is a report of what's happening on the air and in person here at Strong Tower Radio.
Listeners can't see the big smile on my face, but I just can't get rid of this picture of seeing Tom out in the field chasing after a Carnes blue butterfly.
Well, as I'm wondering,
I will have my net. No, I'm
there. You go.
Where is that location?
It's going to be in. I've never been there before. It's Hope, Michigan.
Okay, but this is where they are, right?
So yeah, it's one of their few breeding places in the country. Okay. It has to be a wide open area. It's south of Baldwin, so I'm going to meet the biologist at Baldwin, and we're going to drive down to this breeding ground.
Well, that'll be interesting.
So it's not only just the Kirtland warblers.
That's right.
Hmm. So you learn a lot of things on Strong Tower Radio. I mean, you know, we have children's programming, and of course, sermons, spiritual things, but you're also learning about nature.
That's right. God's second book.
That's right.
That's part of his character. The more you look in nature, the more you see his fingerprints.
Exactly.
And it was just like what Pastor Benson talked about in our first segment with the, of all things, the bones of a woman. And you look, and even there you see the marvel of design. And wow, we could just talk for hours at the wonder of God's world. And there was an article that I wrote for this May edition of the newsletter, and is entitled The Voice Behind You, and I built it on Isaiah 30:21, which speaks of your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the left or when you turn to the right. And some Christians think that, well, God's going to give you direction on whether to turn left or turn right, but there are several verses in Scripture that clarify what that verse in Isaiah means. God says, take the narrow path, not the wide path that leads to destruction. And it's when you're thinking of going either to the left or to the right, instead of on that narrow path, the voice behind you will say, no, this is the way, walk ye in it. And I gave an illustration of how I was working a few weeks ago to change the oil in my car. And it's a very routine procedure. I've done it pretty much all my life. And I went, got everything ready, lifted up the car, put it on jack stand, and I went to loosen the drain pan nut. And I've owned this car for 12 years, and for the first time, I couldn't loosen the drain pan nut. And I was just pondering, how can this be? It's never happened. And then I realized, oh, I had someone do some major work on the car, and in the process, since they had to take the oil pan off anyway, change the oil. Someone else did this. They made it too tight. And human nature, fallen human nature, is always wanting to blame somebody else. Well, now I had a legitimate beef. Yeah. They tightened that nut too tight. And I started to get annoyed, and just, and the editor puts a nice steaming person in there, a little image that you can't see on the air, but you'll have to get the article yourself. And all of a sudden, this thought just interrupts my thinking like an arrow almost right through my ear. It's like, are you going to give this to me? It's like, but I don't like this. But okay, Lord, I'm going to give this to you and trust that you're going to take care of it. And sure enough, Yeah, I had to go buy a new breaker bar because I had broken mine the year before changing a tire.
So you had to have one anyways.
Well, I did, but I didn't want to go buy one if I didn't need one. And it's such a simple task, you know, how the mind reasons. And I changed angles, took that breaker bar, just put a little muscle to it, and easy. And it was like, as soon as the nut broke free, I was like, thank you, Jesus. It's like, what a contrast between getting steamed and then thank you, Jesus. And oh, what a difference a day makes. And the perspective that we have. And just the other day, in fact, yesterday, I had lost a month and a half ago, I'd lost a key. It was key to my house. And I checked all the places. And it was a spare key. Went to the garage, too. I checked everywhere I'd been in the last day and a half since I'd picked it up and put it in a pocket. Couldn't find it. I was like, okay, I can get steamed about this and even worry about it, or I can just give it to the Lord. So I said, okay, Lord, help me find this key. I've looked everywhere I know to look, and I'm going to put this in leave this in your hands, and I'm not going to pick it up again. You know, there's always a temptation to be concerned. It's like, trust God. Yesterday, I'm in my woodshed getting some wood. It's still cold in our area, so I heat with wood. I look down right at my feet in some rubble in the bay right beneath in my woodshed, and I see this silver ring-looking thing. I'm like, what is that doing in there? I reach down to pick it up, all of a sudden, there's the key. It's like, thank you, Jesus. It's That's been right. weeks, and here it is. You knew where it was all along, and he immediately brings to mind, this particular jacket that you were wearing has a shallow pocket. You put the key in there, and you were loading wood, and out it came, and you didn't see it, but I did.
Amen.
It's like the voice behind you. God wants to lead in every little area of our life. Let's let him. And thank you, listeners and supporters, for listening to the voice behind you say, give to Strong Tower Radio. Lives are being changed because you're listening.
And if people want to make a donation, what do they do, Cam?
You can go online at strongtowerradio.org or str.fm, click on the donate button, or you can call 231-468-2087 and give over the phone or send a check in one of those cool envelopes we mentioned earlier. Lots of options. You can do it.
As we close out, I want to tell everybody where the SDR engagements are this month. Cam will be at the Wyoming Rogers Heights Spanish Seventh-day Adventist Church. David will be at the Marion Seventh-day Adventist Church on the 13th. Cam will on the 13th also be in Gaylord, Michigan. Then we'll have Mother's Day programs for Mother's Day on the 14th. The 27th, Cam will be at the Village Church doing a mission focus. And then on Memorial Day, we'll have Pastor Jeff Dowell, who is a veteran, will be talking about Memorial Day. So stay tuned, listeners, for Jelaine Fetter, Cam Ferguson, and Tom Azure. This is Strong Tower Radio Today.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Now.